hey, Joe Casaboni here, and I'm just letting you know that How I Built It is now Streamlined Solopreneur. So if you're seeing new artwork and a new name in your podcast player, that is expected and by design. The new name better reflects the mission and really what has been the mission of this show for the last few years, and I'm really excited about it. All the links in the show notes and howibuilt.it will still work, but the show also has a new home over at streamlined.fm if you want to check it out. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, everybody, and welcome to How I Built Bits, a clip show that surfaces some of the best advice from nearly 300 interviews of How I Built It in 15 minutes or less. The clock's ticking, so let's dive into this clip from Corey Miller on building a solution to your own pain, as well as building an email list. But first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by WP Wallet. Do you manage websites for clients? Do you feel on the hook for the cost of premium plugins? WP Wallet fixes that. WP Wallet is a free, simple, intelligent tool that helps WordPress professionals like you manage all your license keys and invoices for all your sites and clients. Sign up for a free account, connect a website, and WP Wallet automatically scans that site for plugins and marks the premium ones, even adding prices. No more making the decision of buying the plugin yourself or talking your client through the purchase process. WP Wallet gives you the best of both worlds. As someone who's managed multiple WordPress sites with premium plugins, this tool is a lifesaver. It will even allow you to send recurring invoices to your clients that can be paid on the spot. Never forget a renewal, lose a license key, or miss out on a reimbursement again. Join WP Wallet for free at wpwallet.com/Joe.
About 6 months before we released that product, we had done a little bit of hosting of, we tried to roll out our own hosting product, and we had a couple of dedicated servers and things like that. Well, we had one day we had a catastrophic server crash. The hard drive, I think, is what happened with that particular case, basically just melted down. You know, I mean, equipment fails from time to time, even the best servers. What we discovered was at the end of that day is we didn't have backups for those, for that particular server. And so, we're scrambling to, you know, copy and paste Google from Google Cache to bring websites back, get websites just going back. So we had no backups. We learned that the hard way. But we thought, you know, the first lesson we would, you know, okay, move on, get everything back to normal and then go. And then about 2 months later, we had another server crash that was due to, big script, command line stuff. You'd know more about this, Joe, than me. We changed the permissions on the root folder for everything, and the server just kind of started crashing down. And again, so we're trying to figure out what's going on and then try to remedy the situation. And guess what? We still did not have backups. So, you know, this is early on in WordPress history too. And after that, we obviously sought to get good backups, but we realized for those servers, but we realized WordPress really didn't have a holistic all-in-one solution for backups. Just like, you know, I said earlier, you know, the way to do a backup is to have that saved offsite so you can easily restore it in the event of something happened. And we just realized WordPress didn't have that. And it was a great time for us. We had just hired one of our awesome longtime developers, Justin Bolton. I came back from a WordCamp Boston, and had some conversations there where I thought, okay, it's time for us to think about WordPress plugins. And of course, another one of our developers, Chris Jean, my longest tenured team member now, to date, has been here 8 years next month, and said, hey, we should look at WordPress backup solution. And that's how Backup Buddy was born. So about 3 months after that conversation, we released the first version of Backup Buddy and haven't turned back since.
Nice. So like a lot of great products, it sounds like it was built out of some need that you had. Cause I've been on the end of servers crashing and not having backups. So
yeah,
I know that pain.
Yeah, that's the mantra, is you build something out of your own need. We happen to build it out of our own pain.
Well, awesome. And because of that, you are saving lots and lots of people that same pain. So,
hundreds of thousands of websites now are being safely backed up, stored remotely with Backup Buddy, and we're pretty proud of that moment, including my own sites now. One of our sites on that server, the first crash happened to be my own personal server, and I lost content, you know, photos, things like that, that you can't just kind of magically get back without a backup. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I can say that I'm using Backup Buddy for, I offer backups and stuff like that for my clients, and Backup Buddy and iTheme Security are two plugins that I make sure to have on there when they get that service from me. So you moved from, so you had Backup Buddy and then iTheme's Security was kind of what came next. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about my timeline, but we hit Backup Buddy hard, kept trying to iterate and add new things that people wanted or needed, and did that for a long time. We experimented with some other plugins, but they weren't even close to the success that Backup Buddy was. And about 3 years ago, we had the opportunity. I actually stumbled upon this plugin because I was having problems with my site security. And the host I was with at the time recommended BetterWP Security, which is now iTheme Security. I reached out to the developer. We ended up hiring him and pulling that plugin underneath the iThemes brand, and have worked for the last couple of years to just streamline it as best as possible, make sure the code's extremely fast, performs well, doesn't bog down services, but in an effort to extend security for WordPress websites. We also thought, okay, you got backups and security. We've been doing backups for 6 years, you know. And so the perfect complement is a security plugin, because backups are a best practice for security. So those two, I wish we had done that 6 years ago, those two at once, because they are Batman and Robin, you know, with what we do. So it very much complemented our hit plugin. The other plugins we had tried to that point and done and built and everything released, supported, many of which we still support and maintain today, weren't complementary to that particular category. And that was one of the things I look back and I think I learned a lesson in, that is that we had become known for Backup Buddy and doing backups for WordPress websites. And instead of trying to complement that particular product, we struck out totally new and different areas. And so it was kind of a marketing and messaging problem, you know, when this thing is, you know, Backup Buddy is the grand slam home run for what we've done. And we just tried to strike out into something new. And I'm trying to think of a parallel for that. You know, if Honda Motor Corp, of course, they do a lot of things, decided to do flowers or something, you know, it's not a complimentary service to what they're doing. But security has been really good, you know, like I said, Batman and Robin to that, and makes sense as I look back. I won't say I was clairvoyant or could see into the future, but that's one of the things that has benefited both products as we've continued to build and maintain those. You had kind of told me in the notes, so I was already kind of thinking what my trade secret would be. The number one business trade secret, as far as what we've done, part of our big success, has been all around email marketing. It still baffles me today that a lot of product companies, not just in WordPress, but product companies overall, don't use their email list to educate with good content and share good things that you're doing for your customer community. I can tell you every single day over the past, you know, if I look at a chart and say, here's these sales bumps that we've had, has been the same days we've sent big emails out to our customer base. Staying in touch with those relationships, helping them with things around your product and other things in your life. We're going a little bit broader. A lot of the content I provide to our community is a little bit broader mind about thinking through, okay, 137 days in 2016, how do you make the most of it? Here's some thoughts about that. Product specific stuff. We've got a webinar coming up about WordPress security with our code lead developer of iTheme Security, Aaron Campbell. That's going to be awesome, helping educate people around the product too, and helping them know the space of website security a little bit better, so they can, you know, stay ahead of potentially getting hacked. So, you know, email marketing all comes down to that. That's the primary channel still to date, as far as August 2016, that I know to market, get people into those lists, and then start sharing good stuff with those lists. And that's one of the keys for us as we've grown.
All right, that's it for this bit. If you liked it, be sure to subscribe to How I Built It and join the mailing list to get more bite-sized advice for creators and small business owners. You can do both of those things at howibuilt.it/subscribe. I'm Joe Casabona, and until next time, get out there and build something.